as the sharing economy develops in China, we share bikes, power banks, even electric cars, and so on. We enjoy various types of shared services at relatively low cost. Recently, a so-called nurse sharing service has emerged in some Chinese cities and provinces. Okay, first of all, guys, what is exactly this service of sharing nurse? And we need a clear definition here.
Yeah, can we really call it nurse sharing? I think sharing is just kind of like this word people are attributing to so many different things these days that it's just become such a general term.
It's a buzzword in China.
What is sharing?
It's a very, very popular word in China.
I don't own this nurse. I'm not sharing her with you. You know,
first of all, yes, you don't own the nurses.
Yeah, yes. You know, these kind of things are, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about this. According to a recent People's Daily report, residents in some cities and provinces could book the professional nursing services on their smartphone and wait for a nurse to serve them at their home. This just sounds like a platform where you have a nurse come help you out. I don't see how that's necessarily sharing, you know, like, I don't, like, leave my nurse in an intersection and then somebody else comes and picks up the nurse and says, okay, I need you to go help my grandpa. Right? Like the bikes. Anyways.
Oh.
See, I was trying to make...
Okay.
Whatever, guys. Okay, you know...
Sorry,
it made sense. It made sense in my head. Anyways, Mr. Zhao has taken advantage of this kind of service, okay? He is a Beijing citizen, much like Hyang over here, and he booked a door-to-door nursing service for his father via a nurse booking app. The nurse came to the home and helped his father and changed what is called a gastric tube. I think that has to do with your stomach, but I'm no doctor, okay? Keep that in mind. Zhao thought the service was worthwhile. He liked it, okay? Overall, Zhao was pleased, okay? The weather is so hot and my father doesn't need to go to the hospital by himself with this door-to-door nursing service. If he has to go to the hospital, it may probably take him 1 hour in the queue to register, was what he said. And the whole set of the service cost, I guess, less than 200 yuan to have this nurse come to him. So, boom, bam, wham, thank you, ma'am. Because this nurse came to the house, helped this old man with his gastric tube, and it was less than 200 yuan. He doesn't have to wait. Why ever leave the house now? I can order my food. I can order my nurses. That sounds so bad. But I can order my nurses for medical reasons.
Okay.
And I just basically the 2.8 seems like you can basically order anything, you know? And so these people, and is this necessarily a bad thing, Lai Ming? Because, you know, heat is one of those things that the elderly really struggle with. And we both know yesterday was pretty hot, huh?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so for an old elderly person, maybe your grandfather, you had talked about your grandfather, you know, you'd probably advise him not to go to the Great Wall on a day like yesterday just because of that heat. So imagine queuing up at a hospital with a ton of people feeling sick, needing to have your gastric tube, something so simple kind of replaced. Now, for less than 200 yuan, you get a nurse sent right on over to you. Mm-hmm. Super convenient.
Yes, I don't deny that there is need for that kind of service, door-to-door service, to be more precise. And especially for people like Zhao, who have elderly people at home who can't just afford to leave home every day, especially under extreme weather. Yes, there is a need for that kind of service. But still, at what cost? When you said that service for Mr. Zhao cost less than 200 yuan, you sounded so easy. But in fact, you are missing the point here, because less than 200 yuan, that's a lot of money. Still almost 200 yuan. And that's a lot more expensive than when you get the service at a hospital. So regularly or usually when you go to a hospital, the price is only 20 yuan to have changed.
Let me
so
ask
not
you
everyone
que-
can afford that service. It's going to be very expensive.
Let me ask you a question. So 200 yuan for like a Beijinger, I don't think is actually that much, because the cost of living here is pretty high. So I would say like, actually, 200 yuan for like a middle-class person, for something as simple as maybe just having a nurse come once in a while, isn't so bad. I've seen services like cleaning ladies, like IEs, reach that kind of amount of money. you know, and this is someone who's just cleaning your house. Yet now we have a trained professional, almost like a doctor, changing your gastric tubes. Some of that, let me tell you about some of the services they do, Lai Ming.
All right.
All right. Please. So you can understand really what you're getting for your money's worth, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, Lai Ming. So for that measly 200 yuan, you are getting so much, okay? You are getting injections. You are getting infusions. You are getting blood collections, Lai Ming. You are getting changing of the fresh dressing of a wound. So just in case you hurt yourself playing badminton, you bad boy, she'll come over and dress that wound for you. No problem. Catheterization, I don't think you're going to like that, but they'll do it, okay? That's basically where they hook you up to a machine that allows you to use the bathroom, okay?
Has to do with the urinary tract.
Yes, thank you so much for pointing that out. I didn't know how to say it without it being awkward. All right, but that was a great way of saying it. There's suction that they can do, okay? So suctioning things that don't need to be there. Removing of stitches and also maternal child nursing services. So just look at comprehensiveness of this kind of service. For 200 yuan, mm-hmm. right? Whereas, like, I know IEs in Beijing, they can run up to 150 to have your house cleaned and stuff like that. I mean, you have a rising middle class in a megacity where, of course, the standard of living is higher and therefore people are making more money. And so is 200 yuan in a city like Beijing really so much money for what I just told you you're getting? I mean, you're not waiting in line. You're not risking the heat. You're not paying for taxis. Mm-hmm. At some point, I get it. You're saving money if you go to the hospital. But when you're 60 years old, I mean, like, God, sometimes paying that extra money is a lot better than having to deal with all the heat.
All right, all right. You've just convinced me. The service that those nurses are providing, their knowledge and skill-based and less than 200 yuan is well worth the service they're offering. Yes, that's true. But and also believe as the industry develops, it's going to achieve an economy of scale, and that's going to bring down the cost a little bit for everyone or for more people to be able to afford. But still, I believe this is not the kind of business that we would like to encourage in the long term, because, well, at least in the short term, that was the point I was trying to make. In the short term, when we have basically a market-driven way of allocating medical resources in the form of nurses, we are going to see talent bleeding or talent drain from those hospitals, medical institutions, and that's going to seriously undermine the capacity of medical institutions in China.
Well, I have a counter argument to that.
There we go, please.
Okay, so I would say actually the market could save what is called your medical industry, mm-hmm. because obviously, regardless whether or not there's this service, you don't have enough nurses. So now there's an incentive, a privatization. Maybe you'll have more nurses, just not in hospitals. Mm-hmm. And they are still serving people, doing things that people need to get done. And in fact, in a more convenient way. So the thing here is not the service that's paying maybe these nurses more, but the fact that maybe these hospitals aren't paying nurses enough. So why blame an app that's making more money for nurses and treating them better and hopefully bringing more nurses to the field so that people like Mr. Zhao can get his gastric tube quick and conveniently removed or replaced. Whereas before he'd have to go to the hospital and there's just not enough nurses, period. Yet now there are nurses. I think it's incentiveness or not. You know, we all come to work. People choose to be a nurse, not because of charity reasons. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are like, I want to help. But at the same time, you need to be able to support yourself and your family, you know? That's not greedy. That's just you being able to want to have a certain quality of life. And if you don't make that possible for someone who wants to be a nurse in that profession at a hospital, then you're not going to have any nurses. But if a privatization company says, I see a way to make money here, there's some nurses that I can maybe steal from these hospitals, give them a chance to make more money because I know they're professional, they're needed, and I can use them in an efficient way, then maybe these nurses will make more money. And when they start making more money, people will see, hey, I can be a nurse and I can work for this app. And then you'll have more nurses join the field because finally it pays off to be a nurse. Let me tell you something. My friend Aaron, he's a MRS. You know what a MRS is?
Is that a male
nurse? You're dang right. It is a male nurse. Right. And he couldn't be more proud to be called a MRS. All right? And he gets paid quite a bit. I remember starting pay outside of college. Most people look at making 20 to, like, if you're really lucky, 40, right? He makes 60,000 to 70,000 U.S. dollars a year. That's, like, really
That's
good
impressive.
Income. And he works, I think, something like 4 days on and 3 days off. So he gets three-day weekends all the time.
Wow.
And him and his friends go on ski trips. But that is because he is a professional. He is literally giving people their prescriptions. People's lives are in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He's cleaning them. He knows all their different conditions and what needs to be done. And so there's enough nurses in New Mexico because of that incentive program. That's how you fix it, is you pay them properly. Otherwise, we're going to suffer.
You make a really good point, and that is certainly, I think, a bottom problem that a lot of people are complaining about, the lack of doctors as well and nurses. And considering the fact that latest figures show that there are only 3.8 million registered nurses in China by the end of 2017.
Wait, say that again. 3.8
million registered nurses
in China, with a country of a billion more people.
Yes, and this would translate to that there were 2.74 nurses for every 1,000 Chinese people.
That is insane.
And we need to compare it with, let's say, the U.S., where the same figure would be 9.8 nurses for every 1,000 people. And Japan, which is suffering from a very from the aging population issue, and it has 11.49 nurses for every 1,000 residents, respectfully, when you look at these two figures. And I think it shows that in China we're having a dire shortage of nurses. And I understand what Lai Ming said earlier about it's going to be a painful transition period once you allow nurses to have a higher paying job and going into the private sector. But what about the hospitals? Like, it's an institution that more or less bears public interest as a function.
I want to say to you had said, of course, pay, that would be an incentive to get nurses. I would also say room to grow, because Aaron started as like a basic RN, which is your registered nurse, okay? But if he gets more training, he can become like certain levels of nursing or go into specific levels of nursing, like let's say a PA. I think they're called a physician's assistant.
Uh-huh.
And these people make almost as much as a doctor.
Wow.
They're allowed to prescribe drugs. And the thing about nurses that's really great, and especially having PAs and stuff, is it takes a lot of stress off the doctors, right? Doctors are glorified in the U.S. just diagnosers. They come in the room. They don't really have too much contact with you or a relationship with you. They're like, okay, nurse, did you check this? Did you check this? They look at your chart and they say, all right, Miss Joe, basically you have this. We're going to be doing this, this, and this, and I'll be back in a couple days. And then after that, it is your intimate relationship with a nurse that is always that person taking care of you. So also just the investment in the person that is going to be there more often than the doctor.
Yeah, there are a lot of advantages and benefits to have a nurse in your house and when that person is on call, but there could be a million things going wrong, especially at this nascent stage. What about when things go wrong in the household? who's to hold responsibility?
What do you mean necessarily? What do you mean, like going wrong in the household? Can you explain what happens in this household? Like the nurse messes up?
Yeah. What if she didn't or he didn't do things properly? And
what if
there
they did
was,
that at a hospital?
Well, in the hospital, there you could be rushed into the ER,
right.
And the doctors would come to rescue. But when it's in a person's home and without necessary
facilities
to keep this person alive,
absolutely.
Sometimes, then what do you, how
but,
do you
on,
deal with that kind of situation?
For sure. But that's why I told you, I think their jobs are limited. I told you that I think the services they offer are obviously nothing that can be life or death. And I think they're well-trained. All right, of course, there's risks in this person waking up every day, getting out of bed and not falling on his head and cracking his neck. I mean, every day is a risk through whatever we do. I mean, but for the services they provide, I don't think they're life-threatening, like, open-heart surgeries. You know, of course, that's just not the case. But they are there to do the day-in, day-out tasks, like replace your gastric tube, which you can't necessarily do because you don't know how to do it. But it's a kind of a menial task for a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can go and just do it at your house, man, then you don't have to go deal with the line. Hospitals have, hold on, I'm almost done here, Young. Hospitals have more space. Imagine that. There's another side to that coin.
Yeah.
If these nurses are going to people's houses, then the people that are in real serious need, that need like emergencies, like what you're talking about, don't have to wait in line for somebody that just needs a gastric tube replaced.
But that could also mean the same personnel that could be helping the person that's in dire need,
you're right,
in
but
the hospital.
Why don't we save the hospitals for the
there.
Ones that are in the dire needs? And then the people that are just in the need of basic maintenance, have the nurses go out to them.
And also here is a question I need to ask you guys. Is this really shared economy? Or does this just
so.
Sound
what
like
think,
it's
I mean?
A person with money and means
right.
and hiring a private
exactly.
nurse.
I don't think that's shared economy in the sense that a shared economy implies that we are sharing idle resources that otherwise aren't being utilized to the most. And also in the sense that the services you're getting are going to come at a lower price. And that's not the case with shared nurse
right.
services in the sense that the shared nurse services in China, they are much more expensive and and nurses are not exactly a rare kind of resources for to come by. And also, Ryan, you just handed me the ammunition to provide a counter argument. You said that your friend was working as an RN initially, like a registered nurse at a hospital.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he was comfortable. He was receiving the amount of necessary training for him to operate into a PA. And we know that hospitals...
he had to go to school for a while, yeah.
Yeah, hospitals isn't exactly just a place where they treat patients. Hospital is also an important institute of research and development. I mean, a lot of the clinical studies are being done at hospitals. And when you have nurses running around in the streets, coming from one door to another, they don't necessarily have the time or the opportunities to go through further studies. I mean, that's going to make it harder for your friend to gather the necessary information or knowledge or skills to upgrade in status to get more abilities to qualify as a PA.
Well, I mean, how it works is he is on job as a registered nurse, okay? So from like sometimes he'll work the late night shifts or sometimes he works like 12-hour shifts. That's why he gets the 3 days off, right? Four
mm-hmm.
days on, but they're 12 hours. So you're constantly on call for 12 hours, half a day, basically making sure if stuff goes wrong, you're going to be there to take care of somebody.
There we go. You're constantly
right,
on call.
Right, but when you're not... Hold on now, Liming. Thank you. Now, when he's not on duty, he's taking classes. He's not making this extra, initiative to become a PA on something that is happening while he's working. While he's working, he's just a nurse. Everything
mm-hmm.
is... There is no studying going involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if this is the point you're trying to make. And in sometimes nurses actually take breaks where they spend like 2 years to complete all the necessary training to become a PA
mm-hmm.
before they come back to the field. But it helps to have like 1 or 2 years of just RN experience before you take a break and start to be a PA. The reason why I mention the PA, though, is people want opportunity to grow in their fields, not to just like, oh, I became a nurse and now this is the rest of my life. I'm 25 and I'm going to be a nurse for the rest of my life. Oh, this is no longer exciting. People want to grow. People want to feel like there's more to do in their field. So offer them that. These are the things that are going to get you your nurses. And at the end of the day, I mean, you can argue with me till you're blue in the face, but when you go to the hospital and you have to share a nurse with 50 other people, you might actually change your argument then. Because the thing is, we need nurses, obviously, now more than ever in China, with your growing population of aging people and the fact that you have the biggest population in the world. And such a few amount of nurses. What was it? 3.8 million as of 2017. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a problem, Lai Ming. It's a crisis. But to have nurses being privatized, go out and help people in their houses, I think might free up space at hospitals and in some way be a good thing because the nurses are getting paid properly and hospitals are having less and less congestion.
I wonder if that has to be done step by step, because if you sort of open the gates at one go and the water just rushes out, and then that would be, well, unfortunately, the talent would be the metaphorically speaking water.
There are certainly many problems that those platforms have to deal with before they mature into a developed industry. I mean, there are privacy issues, there are welfare issues, all those things that have to be worked out before this thing really works for everyone.
Yeah, and certainly this is one of those social issues, actually, that
social
needs
issues.
Our attention.